tribal courts, for being half Cherokee qualified him as Indian. But it would have made no difference in the final outcome. Even the tribal councils decreed death sentences for murder. An Indian convicted in tribal court might be given time to go home and straighten out his affairs, but the end was inevitable. It was a point of honor that upon the appointed day he would appear, on his own volition, before the council to meet his death like a man, in strength and in dignity. For Barney Tankard, there was to be no dignity. Dark saw a cluster of crib girls, gathered from down on the river, and a couple of them were weeping. He doubted they had ever seen Barney Tankard before. Perceiving little sympathy anywhere else, Dark was glad Barney received at least this much. The lank, bearded hangman, George Maladon, guided the leg-ironed Barney Tankard onto the double-hinged trapdoor, and a hush fell over the crowd. Barney glanced up involuntarily at the rope that Maladon had earlier tested with sandbags to be sure it wouldn't kink. In his hands, Maladon held the little black bag that would go over Tankard's head. He waited now for the end of the ritual, for the condemned man to speak his last words. Dark had seen men pray in their final moments. He had heard others caution the onlookers to beware of mistakes.